Good morning, Elliot Yo.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good morning.
Glenn's been calling you Elliot Yo all week.
Yeah, we know why, because there was someone at the when we handed over the keys, of course, for the Audi e-tron before the Eagles game on the weekend, there was someone who couldn't fan who couldn't remember your name because he was so excited.
Yes, he was, and he kept pointing at me and kept going, you.
You. You.
The irony is, he's trying to say, I know you.
And I can tell he was a bit overwhelmed by seeing the great man in front of him, but it was actually quite funny. So you're now Elliot
close,
Yo.
But no cigar?
Very close.
All right, the Eagles beat Port Adelaide by 37 points at Optus on Saturday, 108-71. Great game and a big win.
Huge win.
Yeah.
Yeah, huge win. I said last week if we play four quarters and we'll win. So no surprise.
Yep.
But yeah, look, we probably played three and, we've still got some room for improvement as well in there as well. But to be honest, we played a very good game and, hopefully we can continue to build on that form and go deep into the season with that.
Yeah, and mate, what a start. I mean, that's the thing. You know, Port have done nothing wrong for the first 2 weeks, and all of a sudden they were just blown away. You could see the players going, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, I think we actually took them by surprise in the end, and I think kicking those two or three goals pretty quickly, I think that put them on the back foot and it rattled them a little bit early on, and they probably didn't get their mojo back till probably after half time, and they sort of, reassessed and changed a couple of things as well. And I think from that point on, the game was pretty even. They might have just scored a little bit more in the second half. But
just took the word mojo right out of my mouth. Andrew Gaff got his mojo back.
He did, which was good to see. But Gaffy's been playing a variety of different roles for us. And sometimes, you have to do your role for the team. And at stages that, you don't really get the football as much.
Don't get the numbers,
No, which is a bit unfortunate, but it's good to see him play a role for a team, but also get rewarded in the same sense.
Absolutely. Now, what a day. A day of bittersweet, wasn't it, with Luke Shuey playing so well for so long and then the hammy's gone again.
Yeah, not good. So we'll have to wait and see. That he got scans the other day and I'm not sure how long he'll be, but generally the stock standard hammy's generally 3 weeks.
Yep.
And then go from there. So we'll have to wait and see on that, and the medicos will do what they need to do. But, I was sitting up in the coach's box when it happened, and the coaches were going, well, what's he doing? He's trying to give the handball to Bungie here, and I could see him grabbing his hammy, and I just went, oh, no, he's done it again.
But, I couldn't believe how many people said in the lead-up to him going back on, oh, isn't it too soon for him to go back? He'll do that hammy again. And these are not the medics. Didn't they? I mean, I guess they know what they're doing, but a lot of people think he went back too soon.
Oh, I mean, crystal ball, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
So, how do you, if he feels great, if he feels ready to play, then, he knows his body better than
most.
So, and also the medical team will trust him and he trusts the medical team as well. So, it's a bit of back and forth, but, if he feels fit and ready to play, then that's what you got to do.
Mate, you know all about what's going on in rehab right now. You spend way too much time. You said to me a couple of weeks ago, to Lisa Line, you said, I'm not a runner around white line. I want to get out and play. I'm a footballer, right?
Very true.
You know, when you look at that, I mean, there's no load like playing in a real game, is there? You can have preseason, all the training you want, but there's nothing like the pressure of a real game.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. So for some reason, it's that extra level that, even when you play a scratch match or something like that, it goes another level.
Intensity.
And then you have
the
Wii. Yeah. That too.
That doesn't count it. W-I-I.
Please say having a word. How about that?
Yeah, controllers through the TV go.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So it's not like that?
Well, sometimes they're over the head too, you never know.
Because I've gone wee bowling. That's pretty heavy duty.
It gets pretty heavy.
Yeah.
But even community series games and stuff like that, you play them and it goes another level again. So, it's hard to try and emulate, game day sort of, loads and volume and everything like that.
Brad Shepherd, what a footballer. And this has snuck up on me, 200 games. What a wonderful run for the man who's missed some crucial ones.
He's quietly done it, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
He's got there. He's had a few hiccups along the way and a couple injuries. And, he probably should have been there a little bit earlier. But, to play 200 games, is an absolute massive achievement. And especially for Sheppy, he's a great bloke. I get along well with him and, to see him. And it's a shame that I'm not out there either to share it with him. But, you know, I'm sure that all the boys will get around him, and hopefully we can have a win for him as well.
And I'm sure his hair will be fabulous.
It will be. And he's one of those
the
blokes.
Other thing, 100 games.
And his makeup too.
Yeah,
his makeup.
And he rarely loses a one-on-one, which you want in your defenders.
No, he doesn't. He's very reliable down back. So to have him in your team makes the boys, and especially the back line, stand a little bit taller.
Liam Ryan. Mark of the year during the second quarter.
Standing tall.
Now, he has a strategy. He said, just jump on the bloke's head.
Even if it's a teammate.
That's quite a leap.
Footy's a simple game.
It is a simple game.
See ball, get ball.
Yeah, just kick it up somewhere ahead, above the head.
Especially
of,
for Liam.
Of flying.
I love watching him play. He's so electric.
Because that's not a one-off, that Mark. You know,
no, not at all.
No.
I saw
he makes a habit of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure West Coast posted something on their Instagram, and it said, like, all the teams that have had Mark of the Year nominations, and Liam's passed, you know, half the teams, just himself.
Wow.
Alone.
That's amazing.
Alone in the past couple of years, which is insane. Yeah. So, I mean, he's probably going to win it this year again. So,
since he started in 2018, he's been nominated for Mark of the Round 9 times.
Yep, that's the one.
So, he's, as you said, done better than 8 other entire clubs.
You know, eventually when Flying Ryan retires, they'll have to have a whole night, other than the Worsfold medal, for his highlights package.
Probably.
Just like, hey, we go again!
That'll be hours of footage.
Oh, my God.
Hours of footage. He's that good a player. So, and I love him. You see when he's, you know, when he's playing, he has a massive smile on his face, and that's when you know he's playing his best.
I think that surely there's nothing like seeing someone take a mark like that to just G everyone up. Mm. It's just...
Yeah, I was screaming.
It's really good for the game.
In the coach's box.
I was lucky Winston wasn't there.
I bet you were.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had to turn it back a little bit. I had to turn around and the coach sort of gave me the eyeball, and I was like, all right, I'll quieten down a little bit now.
So, mate, you've got to come back to earth, the boys, after that, and play St Kilda, who've been pretty much rubbish to start the year. I can say that.
Saints? Didn't they win the first?
Yeah, well, it's round four now.
So brutally honest, Claire.
It is true.
They don't call them Saints fans, but it's true.
I'm a Dockers man. Mine haven't been great either. But so you've got to come back to earth and go to Marvel and play the Saints.
Yeah, look, I'm if it was me and I was playing, I'd take it that it's pretty much a crisis game for them.
Yeah.
You know, two big sort of losses, and I guess they were probably hoping they'd be in a lot different position this time. For the club to head over there, I'm assuming that St Kilda are going to put their best foot forward. They're not going to obviously take into account the past two games, and they're going to throw the kitchen sink at us as well. So we need to be, you know, ready for that.
Okay.
And we need to play. If we rock up like we did against the Doggies and play two quarters, then could come back to bite us.
Yeah. And you're a little bit closer yourself to come back.
A little bit closer, progressed through another block of training now, so into another phase, and hopefully I can get through that and continue to progress, and who knows what's on the end of that.
All right. Well, good luck, and we will talk to you next week.
Cheers.